radio akwa bia si eye
to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break. We'll be right back.
escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't
will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Never let me go.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Just gotta get
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. It's another Tuesday again, and it's a wonderful program. I've got a wonderful man of God right in the studio here, and every time he comes into the studio, there's excitement, there's passion, there's anointing flowing. And like we always say, take a moment, invite a friend to invite a friend's friend. That is another wonderful Tuesday again, and God is about to touch you right at the point of your need. Yeah, my brother is right in the studio here, and God's about to touch you. I believe you have invited a friend. That's another Tuesday again. Brother Samuel, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a joy to be here, as always. Yeah. I always look forward to this. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right. Thank you very much for tuning in from wherever you may have tuned in from today. It's a joy to always be in the studios. Apologies, we started a little bit late today just due to some technical issues. But right, we're back right on live. So whether you're watching us on Facebook, you're listening to us on planetaudio.org.nz, or perhaps you are listening live on your radio, while you're driving or, you know, wherever. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today we're talking about a very interesting topic. So if you've joined in, please don't go anywhere. We're talking about don't conclude on your mistake. And I promise you, this message will change your life forever. It's a message that is really, really bubbling in my heart. And I believe it's because somebody needs to hear this message. Don't conclude on your mistake. But just before we get right into the message, there are a few things that I would like to tell you. Number one, I would first of all like to thank my pastor, my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adelowo of the Redeemed Christian Church of God Victory House, for this opportunity to be on radio. As always, it's always a joy to be able to bring God's word to his people. So thank you, sir. Thank you to the pastorate of the church for this wonderful opportunity. Another thing I would like to say is today is the 14th of November. From the very 1st of November, I started this project that I call Hope Articles, where I write motivational articles for people who are perhaps depressed, in some form of sorrow and guilt, or perhaps suicidal. And I share that article all over social media, including Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So should you be on Instagram or be on any of those platforms, perhaps, look out for these hashtags, NoSuicideNZ, or Hope Articles, hashtag Hope Articles, hashtag No Suicide NZ, hashtag Live on Purpose NZ, hashtag 30 Reasons, because the articles are actually titled 30 Reasons to Stay and Give Life Another Try. So should you know anyone that is sorrowful, should you know anyone that is suicidal, should you know anyone that is in a state of depression at this moment, please share those articles with them. And you never know. You just may not particularly know anyone, but you sharing that on your page, on your timeline, you could be saving a life. And that is the essence of that particular project. So please get on to it. If you're on social media, follow me on social media and look forward to those articles every single day. Let's save lives together by the grace of God. And if you are joining this, I can see my wonderful friend and former student now, DJ, on this. Thank you very much for tuning in, DJ. And for anyone that may have tuned in all over the world, let me know where you've tuned in from. Say hello, you know, on this live feed. And I promise, as soon as I see it, I will acknowledge your hello. And let me know where you're watching from. I always love to know the country you're watching from, and I'll be more than happy to acknowledge you. God bless you. So let's get right into the message. And my very good friend, Oyewale Stephen Sheon, God bless you. God bless you mightily. Thank you for watching all the way. So I just want to pray so that we get into the message. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name for the opportunity to be able to hear your word. Every opportunity to hear your word is a life-changing opportunity. And because your word says that the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. And so, Father, we believe that your light that is about to enter into us today will change our lives forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let it be that the truth in your word will set us free. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hello, Brother Julio Kagumba. God bless you from Jesus Reigns Assembly, I believe, in Australia. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's get right into the message. Don't conclude on your mistake. Don't conclude on your mistake. That is the title of today's message. And I want to quickly go into the scriptures so that we can begin to draw out all the points that God wants us to draw out today. But before we go on, if you're watching this message live, do me a favor. Share this with someone, because this can save a life. This can change someone's life forever. So share it right away. You never know. And I pray God bless you as you do that in the name of Jesus. From the book of Judges chapter 16, I want to read from verses 28 all the way to 30. That's where we're reading from today. Judges chapter 16 is a very familiar scripture, but I believe God wants to bring something unfamiliar out from his word today. Amen. From verse 28, it says, "Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray. Just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right and one on his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines," which is actually where I'm zeroing in on today. It says, Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the Lord's and all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he had killed in his life. If you look at this story with intent, if you look at this story with some meditation, taking time to read this story, you would see the heavy heart of Samson, the heart of guilt, you know, the heart of sorrow, the, you know, heart of perhaps remorse, so to speak, for what he has done, for the mistake. You and I understand the story of Samson, you know, slept on the laps of Delilah, you know, had his hair cut off and so on and so forth, and was eventually captured by his enemies, and they were literally making a prey out of him, asking him to perform, cut off his eyes, and all of those sort of things. But it came to this point where Samson became remorseful. Samson became sober. Samson became full of guilt, full of sorrow. And perhaps the truth is this: that is not a bad thing, you know, to be remorseful about your bad deeds, to be remorseful about the things you've done wrong, to be sober about anything about in your past, in some mistakes, some errors. It's completely okay to do that. However, the turning point, which brings me to the message of today, was when Samson said, then Samson said in verse 30, "Let me die with the Philistines." And I want to say this to you. Don't make a final conclusion on your mistakes. Don't, because of your mistake, conclude on your life. In the last 14 days, I've been writing several articles, you know, to encourage people who are suicidal and depressed not to take their own life. And I feel like I'm doing the same thing in this message again. And I want you to believe this. Every human being born on the surface of the earth today has either made one mistake or the other. The difference between those who take their own lives and those who are still alive and living and God is still using are those who recognize that mistakes are temporary, are those who recognize that errors are temporary, are those who recognize that failure is normal. Like I wrote in my book, Arise and Succeed, I said it is normal to fail. Like literally, it is very normal to fail. Those who don't fail are those who don't try. Those who don't fail are people who have nothing to them. People who don't fail are people who are not going anywhere. But the fact that you are failed, the fact that you are failing, the fact that you are making mistakes is because you are trying. But the fact that you are making mistakes is because there is a future ahead of you. Don't mind those who judge you. Don't mind the standard you may have placed on yourself before. And listen to me. For anyone that is doing something great, for anyone that is going somewhere great, there is a standard. You know, there is this measure of self discipline. And oftentimes when we fall short, when we make a mistake, when we fall into error, there is a potential that you begin to feel like you have failed yourself, that you have failed God, that you have failed people. And while that may be true, the truth is, don't conclude on your mistake. Because listen to me, God does not conclude on your mistake. If God had concluded on your mistake, he would not have sent Jesus to die for you. My point is this: every single time you are in grief, every single time you are remorseful, every single time you're sorrowful, every single time it appears you failed yourself, you failed the word, you failed God, be able to look on your inside to, number one, find forgiveness. Number two, ask God for forgiveness. I love the words of the scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." In other words, no matter how heavy your heart is, no matter how guilty you are, no matter how sober, no matter how remorseful, no matter how it appears you have failed the entire universe, listen to me. It is important that you still learn to come to God. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and are sorrowful and are remorseful and are heavy in heart, and I will give you rest." The only place to find the rest for your soul is to come to God. No wonder the Bible says, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in times of need." So no matter your personal failures, no matter your discouragement, no matter your feelings of guilt, listen to me, don't let it kill your dreams. Don't let it kill your passion. Don't let it kill your purpose. Don't let it kill what God could do through you. I always say this: if Judas had not killed himself, Judas would be one of the greatest evangelists ever. You know why? Because Judas shared the same story just like Saul. Saul that became Paul. Judas, in fact, Judas could literally had, you know, repented and be such a world-renowned evangelist, telling people, "Look at me, the person standing before you was the one that delivered Jesus right into the hands, you know, to the hands of the enemy to be killed. But I am changed now, and you too can change." He could have been telling people, "I am now born again, and you too can be born again." He could be telling people, "I am now free, you too can be free." He could have told people, "Listen to me, if Jesus can forgive me, it means he can forgive you." I just look at the life of Judas and I see potentials cut short. I see dreams buried. I see visions killed, all because he made a permanent decision on a temporary emotion. Don't ever make a permanent decision on a temporary emotion. The feeling of guilt, the feeling of sorrow should not prolong beyond measure. The moment it prolongs beyond measure and you're starting to feel like, "Oh my goodness, what a worthless person I am. What a, you know, silly person I am. I don't deserve to live." That is a dangerous point to be in. You must learn to approach the throne of grace. I always say this: no matter how much people judge you, it doesn't matter. The only person you have scores to settle with is your God. Go straight to God and say, "Lord, I come as my wretched self. I come in my sober self. I come with my remorseful self. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. I have done this. I have done that." And whatever it is that you need to do to settle everything, go and do that. But the most important thing is, never make a permanent decision on a temporary emotion. It is important that you don't let your emotion make the decisions for you. Don't ever let your emotions make the decision for you, especially at the time of guilt. And I always say this, it is important that even if your emotion is overwhelming, even if your guilt is overwhelming, even if your sorrow is overwhelming you, even it appears it's a prolonged thing, don't make a permanent decision on it. I love the story of Peter. No wonder Peter became great. No wonder Peter became awesome. The same Peter that he spoke amongst Pharisees and Sadducees and kings and Pilates, and they looked at him and said, this man that is unlearned, this man that doesn't have education. But one of the things, Acts chapter 4, if you're wondering where that story is from, one of the things that stood out, they looked at him and said, wow, this man had been with Jesus. Listen to me, no matter what it is you have done, Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 different times. And listen to me, what even made it worse was because there was a prophecy that has gone ahead. You know, Peter was told that, he was told what he was going to do even before he did it. That even can make it even worse. Should make it worse, rather. But one thing Peter did in his sorrowful heart, in his remorseful heart, in that guilt, in that state of guilt, in that state of irreparable, perhaps, offense that Peter appears to have, come on, 3 different times, 1, 2, 3, denied Jesus. You and I would have looked at Peter and concluded on the life of Peter, just like you and I would read any scripture today, look at the story of Saul, look at the story of Judas, and we'll make conclusions. And human beings would do that on a normal day, and someone may look at what you have done and pass judgment on you, call you stupid, call you wicked, call you criminal. And listen to me, it does not matter whatever name anyone calls you. What matters is what God is saying about you. And the last time I checked, your mistake is not God's identity for you. Your identity is not your mistake. And your mistake does not cancel God's purpose for your life. I repeat, your mistake does not cancel God's purpose for your life. In case you are wondering, the prodigal son the other day made a very hefty mistake. He went to his father and said, even when he was not ready, and said, Father, give me all that is mine. I want to go away. And the father gave him everything, and he went. And he lavished and spent everything and wasted it all. But listen to me, there was a particular other brother in the house that was doing everything the father wanted. And I call those kind of people the holier-than-thou attitude. Holier-than-thou people. People who are in your church and tell you that, you know, they're doing better than you, and judge you and tell you you are not righteous enough because they are more righteous and they are doing better and they've never sinned. They've never made mistakes. But don't believe them anyway. Nobody has never, ever made mistakes. We are all human beings. And no matter how much people will tell you that their life is perfect and everything is going free, they've never been guilty before. Listen to me. Don't believe them. The same brother, you know, at home, you know, was blaming this guy. And when he showed up, this is the best part of that scripture. When he showed up to his father, oh my goodness. I just imagine if I was the father, the first thing I would perhaps anticipate was to give him a dirty slap, was to punish him, was to send him on his knees, or command the servants to come and beat him up and teach him a better lesson and tell him never to do that again. That's what a human being would do, and show him some, tell him how to have respect for his elders, tell him how not to make such rubbish mistakes. But the Bible said something, that the father, looking onwards from afar, started running towards the rubbish boy, towards the stupid boy, towards the guilty, towards the remorseful, towards towards the criminal. I mean, you don't get it. What I'm trying to say is, no matter how much the weight of your sin is, no matter how much the weight of your mistake, no matter how compelling it appears you should take your life and give up, you know, don't do that. There is a way that God sees you. And whenever God looks at you, he looks at your purpose. Whenever he looks at you, he looks at his son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross. God does not look at you and see your mistake. Hello? He looks at you and sees the price that was was paid on your behalf. And that price is too precious for God to want to slap you and kill you. It's impossible. Because guess what? No matter what you have done, He still has a plan and purpose for you. God still has. I heard about a pastor recently and my heart broke. And this man was a man of God. I can't remember. He was doing very well and doing great. And all of a sudden, you know, the bank started chasing him and asking him for, you know, I think he had a loan of about 300 million naira, you know, back in Nigeria. And as soon as the bank started coming and asking for their money, this man, out of embarrassment and not wanting the entire of his, you know, reference group to know what he had done and how much he had, you know, failed them and his family, and he took a gun and right before his pastor killed himself. And I began to wonder, well, 300 million may have been so, maybe such a huge amount of money, but I don't think that is worth the life of anybody. Listen to me, in your lifetime, I've heard about a man too recently, I was reading a book recently, of a man in his lifetime that makes $300 million a day. One single man, alive and old, 300 million, has his royalties from his company worth $300 million per day. My goodness, what I'm trying to say is this: as long as you're alive, as long as you still have breath, God still has a purpose for you. Don't make a permanent decision on a temporary emotion. Don't let how you feel, don't let what people will say, don't let how you think, don't let the heaviness of your heart cause you to make a permanent decision in your state. Samson looked and said, God, let me die with these people. I can only imagine if Samson left out verse 30 of that scripture. If Samson left out verse 30 of that scripture, God could still have used Samson as blind as he was, and he would have shaken that generation even more, and he would have gone on perhaps to live hundreds of years, perhaps, you know, because the people at this age, at that age, were living, all, you know, they were living beyond hundreds and so on and so forth. Samson could have gone on to live way beyond and done even greater things and done even awesome things. And guess what? The main thing that was really affecting Samson had been taken away, his eyes. So there was something, you know, God could have done amazing things with Samson. His temptations would have gone away. Literally, he could have done. My point to you is this: beyond your mistakes, beyond your errors, beyond your guilt, beyond your shame, God wants to do great things with you. One of the gifts that I have is when I look at human beings, when I look at people, when I look at anybody, whether it's a child, old or young, male or female, what I see in them is potentials. I always see potentials in people. I see how great their future can become. And you know, I don't have the gift of profiling, but the moment I look at someone, I can tell that they have a great future. And every time I read the scriptures and I read about people like Judas and read about people like Peter, you would have heard me say that, you know, countless times today. And when I look at those people, I see their potentials. I see what they could have become, you know, like Judas, what Judas could have become. Who could have thought what Paul would become? Just imagine, who could have thought? You know, but God is the one that has your future in plans, not human beings. Even if you go to prison today, I repeat, even if whatever you have done takes you to prison, it does not cancel your purpose. Have you not heard about people who came out of prison and became presidents and prime ministers? In case you think it's only happening in the Bible, I know of a man called President Olusegun Obasanjo in Nigeria who came out of prison, you know, after going to prison for treason, and still became the president, not for 1 year, not for two, not for three, not for four, for complete 8 years. My goodness, my point to you today, don't let your mistake, whether it is in the past, now, or in the future, to cancel what God has for your life. Your future is too great to kill yourself because of your guilt. Your future is too great to make a permanent decision because of how you feel. Your future is too magnanimous famous and too awesome and too what? I know it. You may be saying, Simon, how do you know? I know there is something about your future that the enemy does not want you to see. That's why the enemy will amplify your guilt. The enemy will amplify your shame. The enemy will amplify your mistakes. In fact, he will send people to you to condemn you. The friends of Job went to him and said, are you sure you have not sinned? People will do that. They will say all kinds of things. But your direction, your focus should not be on what people are saying. It should be on what God is saying. And I want to pray for anyone right now, because I need to close. You know, if you're there and your pains, your sorrow, your unforgiveness, and I want to say this to anyone, forgive yourself. Oftentimes, it's not that people have not forgiven us that is the issue. It's because we fail to forgive ourselves. You know, Judas did not forgive himself. Samson did not forgive himself. I'm sure God in his mercy has already forgiven many of us, because like I said earlier, when he looks at you, he looks at his son, he looks at the blood on the cross of Calvary for your sake. And the Bible says that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus has come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Life beyond your mistake, life beyond your errors, life beyond your worries. And I want to pray for someone there, that honest person saying, Samuel, I have made mistakes and I've given up on myself. In fact, I've literally stopped doing anything in the house of God. I've stopped doing anything for the advancement of God's kingdom, because I now feel unworthy. You know, I've reduced what I used to do. I don't feel like I can go on anymore. And you're there, you're saying, Samuel, pray for me. And I want to pray for you. And I want you to understand this. Beyond this prayer is your healing. You know, as soon as I pray for you, I want you to free up yourself. Forgive yourself and begin to move on. Forget what people are saying about you. Forget what people think about you. And begin to go, you yourself, take yourself to the throne of grace. You know, surrender all before him. And you'll be amazed at what God will do through you. Father, Lord, I pray for this honest person right now that is saying, I've made mistakes. I've made grievous mistakes and literally committed crimes, you know, done unspeakable things I can't confess to people, and because of that I feel unworthy. I feel God has deserted me, and if that is that person saying this right now, Father, I want to pray, Lord, for your grace. I want to pray for healing through the spines and the soul and the heart and mind and spirit of this heavy heart right now, that you begin to go through their system and heal them and give them grace to forgive themselves. Give them grace to come before the throne of grace and confess their sins and begin to see themselves as brand new. Your word says, come, let us reason together. Even if your sin is as red and dirty, you said, I will make you clean. And whoever that person is right now, Father, I ask that you will make this person clean in the name of Jesus. You begin to free them from their guilt, from their shame, from their pain, from their discouragement and disappointments, and so that they can begin to enter into the life that you have for them. They begin to enter into their purpose. They begin to live a life that is kingdom oriented. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And if anyone is watching this and you've not given your life to Christ, you've heard this message, remember, Jesus also died for you. If you're there, you want me to pray for you. I'll just pray for you very quickly. Say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you because you died for me.
I bless you because you died for me.
I want to see beyond my mistakes.
I want to see beyond my mistakes.
I want to live beyond my errors.
I want to live beyond my errors.
I want to live beyond my guilt and my shame.
I want to live beyond my guilt and my shame.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for
me. Accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Cleanse me and make me whole.
Cleanse me and make me whole.
In Jesus' name I have prayed.
In Jesus' name I
have
prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for praying along, sir. All right,
you,
if you've prayed that prayer, listen to me, you've just gotten born again. The next step is, like we said, go before the throne of grace. You have your scores to settle with God and God only. Listen to me, and God, don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry about how people judge you. The most important thing is how your Heavenly Father sees you. With that, we'll come to the end of today's message. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you mightily. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Most important thing is your Heavenly Father.
With
that, we'll come to the end of the message. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Amen.
Wombono se, yami ya yeti wombono se, Baba, you the wombo me, yami ya de, yami ya de.
as I'm sure she's not missing. On your game, no wire. Gonna fool Wonka. Wonka. Hey. Other money, I do not make it. On your game, no wire. Gonna fool Wonka. Wonka. Hey. Hey. And I'm missing. That's your mother, but Jim, we are. What's your video for Sunday? Mumu, we are not Morocco. And I'm that's your mother, but Jim, we are. What's your video for Sunday? Mumu, we are not Morocco. You're in a way, it's you won't get it. I came, I saw, I conquered it all. I mean, I can say, wash me up. What's it? What's it, Mamu? Been calling me anymore. See what you did, teaching about my miracle. I've been a last time, Mamma, Mosima, who jabbed me, Kira. Hey, babe, I'm gonna do my. He made me the winner, the head no the trainer. Goodness and mercy is the follow me. Ah yeah, wash me for so now I come and burn in sin in me. Papa, I see the new when I meet the sun. The body we are, what you really have for sin in me? Why you not do Morocco? Na na na, meet the sun. That's the man of body we are. What you really have for sin in me? Why you not do Morocco?
I don't need worry, worry. Class, we don't go homie, homie. You
never ask.
Can somebody call my baby? That I love I'm bully. But now I don't need worry, worry. If she don't come homie, homie, yeah, I go there. Can somebody call my baby? Only, oh, but I want to never worry, worry. You don't tell me, worry. Now I go there. Cause I do yawa,
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 yawa, yawa,
yawa,
yawa, yawa,
yawa,
yawa, yawa,
baby, turn up, turn up. Baby, come on, come on. Now you will go there, follow, follow. But you making me go, look, go, look. Hey, I wanna carry you go. Now my feet will do, do. I'm missing one up a coco, one up a coco, coco.
Girl, if you out of my mind.
Please.
All the sounds, all the call. Oh, yeah.
I don't need worry, worry.
Class.
We don't come homie, homie. Yo, wait.
Never act.
Can somebody call my baby? That I know I'm bully. But now I don't need worry, worry. If she don't come homie, homie. Yeah, I go there. Can somebody call my baby? I know I'm lonely, oh, but I don't need worry, worry. You don't tell me, worry. Now I go there. Cause I do yawa, oh,
yawa,
yawa, eh.
Yawa,
yawa, yawa, oh,
yawa,
yawa, eh.
Yawa,
I don't need worry, worry. You don't tell me, worry.
Give me turn up, baby, come on, come on. Where you go to follow, follow? But you making me go look, go look. Hey, I wanna carry you go. Now my feet will do. I'm missing one up a coco, coco.
Yeah, baby, you out of my mind. Peace. All the sounds that they call, if you don't come, I go die, yo, oh, oh. Now I don't know what he worry, eh. If you don't call me, I'll be done. Yeah, I'll go there. Can somebody call my baby? That I know I'm only. But I don't know what he worry, eh. You don't call me, worry. Yeah, I'll go there. Cause I do yawa, oh.
Yawa.
Yawa, eh.
Yawa.
Shemaya, yawa, oh.
Yawa.
Yawa, eh.
Yawa.
Never done, they worry, worry, eh. You don't call me, homie.
Yawa, go, de.
Girl, I'm missing you, baby. You are my one and only. Do I want you to show me? Then are you be my homie? Let me be Benny Brody. Me toffee, me toby. You know you are go Mario, Mario, Mario.
Girl, if you out of my mind, oh, baby. All the shows that they call, if you don't come, I go die, oh, baby. Now I don't know what he, what he. You don't tell me, oh, me, then now I go there. Oh, no, 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 no.
Cause I do yawa, oh.
Yawa.
Yawa, eh.
Yawa.
Shemaya, yawa, oh.
Yawa.
Yawa, eh.
Soldier.
Never done that, worry, worry.
Soldier.
You don't call me, worry.
Soldier.
Yawa, go, Can somebody call my baby? That I love I'm bully. But now I don't know, worry, worry. If she don't call me, worry. Cause I do yawa, oh.
Yawa,
yawa, eh.
Yawa,
shema, yeah, yawa, oh.
Yawa, yawa,
yawa, eh.
Yawa,
never done they worry, worry, oh. You don't call me, homie.
Yawa, go,
Cause I do yawa, oh.
Yawa,
yawa, eh.
Yawa,
shema, yeah, yawa, oh.
Yawa,
yawa, eh.
Mommy money
Any of us, you will be sure I left.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. You're listening to some music from Ghana.
Ajada so na mekano. Taxation, I be good, I'll raise my time. We time you talk about me, I go shine. My body know the only me way you dey try. Oh, I get shot, I wanna be some different guy. But the chili make a tell me lie. Where we dey live for street, no be lie. Baby, your woman say she love my style. It's time to tell me for the stop this guy, my guy. Ayo, I bend your back, guess I need a moko moko. Guy, ayo. Obi has to run, nobody go beat up with the kilo of fusion. Ayo. Bend your back, guess I never know. Go, 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 go.
Radio Accra Basel on 104.6 FM. Just some few quick announcements from the Ghana Association of New Zealand. The Ghana Association of New Zealand will let the general public know that coming on the 23rd of December, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Ghana Association of New Zealand is presenting the African Youth Festival, AfriFest 2017. The theme for the night is Empowering the Youth. The venue is the Alexandra Park, Rutherford Room, Green Lane, West Road, and Manuka Road. The admission is free. So please just invite you and your family, your loved ones, come and join the Ghana Association of New Zealand and the African community as we celebrate the youth event. So just feel free to invite your friends, your loved ones, and we are going to send out invitation out very soon.
Grammarly is like my secret weapon for writing paper.
It's the perfect tool for your resume. You know, you don't want to be always worth the first impression.
I use Grammarly.
Will it speak? Will it speak? In a cold you cry, Baju. Baju. In a cold you cry. Jay Banku Dade. Muhammad Ali Bumuma, yeah. Macho man want cheetah day. I guess we'll not shake who more cafe. Who gave me a living on the mortgage? I can't eat a cafe, no be it.
Me, I'm in here, this year run away. I hear me life, say me, yeah, girl, I'm sick. My old day now, they put me away. Me, they may yet be trouble. We need veggie and you check, check, cool it. Yabremo and it to be. Send me the hooker crowd of Fabu pay. Pass now, you're my mates, no see away. Captain, add what them I say.
Me, I no one talk anything. Money they call me for my brain. Yamba kinchiki yadi. Nasa yanzo kungani. This time me I go de party. I descend kungani.
We take him over, we de shogana. We take him over, we de gohana. We take him over, we de shogana. We take him over, we de gohana.
You must see me, I tell you, see. Kaji kunya. Gobe, kato man kani be kaidwa de. What be your problem? A blanket. Kaktaiba, sani. Wali roni lebi keshani. Beke, wonfe. Uno ife ayate. Kochai, shata.
Hey, Sergeant Lee. Utashi uchati. No, eba ke comfortable lead. Ipe, nishashi. Biane nye ale ben ali. In a boy, we move me. Shut the wallet.
We take him over, we de shogana. We take him over, we de gohana. We take him over, we de shogana. We take him over, we de gohana.
In a gojo cry, Baju. Baju. In a gojo cry, Jay Banku Dade. Muhammad Ali Bumuma, yeah. Macho man want cheetah day. I guess we'll not shake who more cafe. Who gave me a living on the mortgage? I can't eat a cafe, no be it.
Me, I'm in here, this year run away. I hear me life, say me, yeah, girl, I'm sick. My old day now, be put me away. Me, they may yet be trouble. We need veggie and you check, check, cool it. Yabremo and it to be. Send me the hooker crowd of Fabu pay. Pass now, you're my mates, no see away. Captain, add what them I say.
Me, I no one talk anything. Money they call me for my brain. Yamba kinchiki yadi. Nasa yanzu kungani. This time me I go de party. I descend kungani.
We take him over, we de shogana. We take him over, we de gohana. We take him over, we de shogana. We take him over, we de gohana. We take him over, we de shogana. Taking no, I'm
over, we the sugar now. We take him over, we the sugar
now.
Soldier.
Yes,